You hear that? Tap, 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 tap. Where does it come from? It's not Auntie's bedside clock. Not a radiator. Ah, I think it is insect trapped by window. You hear buzz? No. I know what is. I see you now. Is butterfly. Wings tap-tapping on glass. Stupid butterfly. You think I should let go out? I not have time to chase you. I must make Auntie's bed ship-shape. She tells me is the right English phrase, ship-shape. I not like butterflies. Ever since I am child, back in village. I stop and watch one on way to school. It sits on flower and spreads pretty wings. While I watch, Dr. Leopold comes along. He is clever man. More clever than teacher, I think.
Ah, picking flowers, Katya. Shouldn't you be at school?
Is butterfly. I not know what is called.
Chaos.
A strange name for butterfly.
All butterflies should be called chaos. Be careful, Katya. Butterflies look small and soft, but one flap of their wings here can cause mountains to topple on the other side of the world.
You are having joke.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
One day maybe you will go to university and learn these things.
I think it's more likely I grow wings and flap over a mountain myself. But I say nothing. Oh, he's gone.
So should you be. Isn't that the school bell?
Oh, no, 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 no. I still think Dr. Leopold is joking. But teacher is not happy I am late. And that night... Let me take coat. Mama leaves soup on stove. You want bowl?
Soup? The crops are ruined and the girl offers me soup. Don't you realize what this means? Soup. You are lucky if you have even that to eat this winter, let alone shoes on your feet. Be thankful that you have sisters to share a bed with, because we won't have fuel for fire. Maybe your mama can get you a job cleaning with her.
Dr. Leopold thinks I am clever enough to go to university.
University? What use is that? No, better you get job. Maybe you save enough to leave country. Make us all rich.
Was probably butterfly bring me here to Aunt Zhenya. So butterfly's not all bad, you think? Village where I share bed with sisters and only have bean soup to eat and bare floors under feet. Now there is carpet and bathroom is warm and I have room in attic. When I arrive, I think Auntie Zhenya live in palace, Auntie great lady.
You are late.
Sorry?
So you should be. Don't stand there letting the heat out. You'll need to be quick. I have to be out in an hour. Wipe your feet. Are those your cleaning things in the bag? If not, leave it there.
Sorry, Auntie.
Be careful not to knock the furniture with it. What did you call me?
Auntie. Auntie Zhenya, it's Katya.
Katya? I don't believe it.
It's true. Look, I have a letter from Dedushka.
I have to go get my glasses. Wait here. And don't touch anything. Ah. My dearest Zhenya, daughter.
I am sending you your sister, Tasha's eldest girl, Katya. Things are not so good here. We have gone without to send her, as your mother and I did to send you. With your help, Katya will find a good job and send money back for her mama and sisters. She is a good girl and learns quickly.
Your loving papa. So, your grandfather thinks I should take you in. He sends you to me so you can learn English and get work. Does he think I have a magic wand? Jobs are hard to come by when you don't speak the language good. And how am I to provide for you while you learn? It takes me 20 years to get established. I can't afford to be dragged back by people from the old country who don't pull their weight.
Truly, Auntie, I will work hard. You never be ashamed of me.
That wretched cleaner isn't going to come.
Sorry, Auntie?
The person I was expecting when you turned up. Lucky for you. You can take her place. If you stay, you'll have to work for your keep. Need new clothes, though. I can't have my friends see you like that.
So I can stay. I am in heaven, I think. Auntie is a great lady, with her suit and neat hair. It's clear she is not happy. But I cook, I clean, and a few days later, she brings me a present. Oi! Auntie. Oh, Auntie, I not hear you.
You should have finished this already. You've been wasting time looking out of that window again.
No, Auntie. Truly, I have...
Here I am with a present for you, and you pay me back by daydreaming.
I only stand a moment. It's just... Sometimes I wonder if...
You want to sleep in streets?
No.
If not for me, you'd be working in a sweatshop, or worse, and never see any money. And look what I have got for you.
Oh...
Well, you can wear it when my friends visit.
Thank you, Auntie.
Don't look so disappointed. You can't go out, so you don't need new clothes. And the uniform will save the ones you have. Oh, and when my friends are here, you better call me Madam. We don't want anyone to guess where you come from, do we?
No, Auntie. But couldn't I go with you when you go to shops? I can carry bags, and I not say anything.
No, stupid girl. Don't you listen? An immigrant without a job who can't speak good English? They'll send you straight back. And what will happen to your grandfather and your mother and your sisters? No, you must stay indoors and let me handle everything for you.
So I clean and I cook and I look after Auntie's friends and call her Madam. And when Auntie doesn't need me, I write letters home to Grandfather and them all, and Auntie posts them for me. I tell them all how good Auntie is to me, and how I shall have money to send them soon. I can thank Auntie for that too, because she puts my pocket money in bank for me. I don't think it can be much. The work I do for her barely covers my bed and food. She is right. It's better she puts the extra away. What do I need pocket money for? I owe her everything. Tap, tap, tap. They can always find their way in the window, but they are not so clever at finding way out. Stupid creature, you will hurt yourself. Anyway, it's fun to imagine them all reading my letters. Every morning when post comes, I hope there is envelope for me.
Have you finished upstairs?
Yes, Auntie. Is letter for me?
Is there a letter for me?
Is there a letter for me, please?
No. Don't look like that. You think your grandfather has money to waste on stamps? Silly girl. I make sure you have everything, and you hanker after homemade curtains and peasant food.
Sorry, Auntie. It's just, I only have small photo of family. I miss them.
You be a good girl and work hard, then maybe I will have the photo made bigger for you.
I try hard to learn, and I try to be patient and not ungrateful. But I am still homesick. There is nothing in Auntie's house from back home. No lace curtains or tablecloths, no ornaments or spices, no photos. I miss them. I even begin to forget sound of my own voice if I not practice English when Auntie is out. Auntie does not like me to speak when her friends are here. She says they hear my voice and it gives the game away. Oh, listen to it. Flutter, flutter. It almost looks like dancing, not desperate to escape, to feel sun on its body, the breeze under its wings. Is that what I look like to Auntie Zhenya's friends? An empty-headed girl flitting from one thing to the next without any trouble. But it's not true. Sometimes my head is so full I think we'll burst. And I have to polish and scrub, otherwise I cry. I must hurry. If Auntie have to call me, I get another bruise, like last time.
Zina's expecting me. Shall I go straight through?
Please.
Darling, So nice to see you. Make yourself comfortable. I'll be in a moment. What do you think you're doing? Look at your hair. How many times have I told you to keep it tied back? You want people to think I employ a sloppy maid? You want me to have to tell them I fired you?
No.
Maybe next time you'll remember.
That was this bruise. But what is a pinch? Nothing. One day I will have long nails and red polish like they are dipped in blood too. But first I have to learn good. That is why I listen at the door when Auntie's friends come. That is this bruise.
I was just going to call you. What are you doing?
I...
You were eavesdropping. How dare you?
It is not how it seems. I want to hear English.
I teach you English. You only have to listen to me. I catch you again and you'll find yourself back on the streets with no one to turn to. Do you want
no,
that?
No, Auntie, I... Oh. No, madam. It's not so bad. I am learning all the time. When Auntie is out, sometimes I put on the radio or TV and I listen. And I think English people are not saying shopping or cooking like Auntie. And sometimes I begin to wonder. I was not stupid back home. I graduate top of class. I think maybe Auntie does not know how to teach me. Maybe she does not want to teach me. Shoo! Shoo! I hope you realize, Butterfly. I will have another bruise for helping you. Go. Go flap your wings and change world. I am not afraid anymore. Maybe tomorrow, I stretch wings and cause some chaos too. Come! Coming, Matt. Coming, Auntie.
Wing Beats was written by K.S. Dearsley and produced by Catherine Rinella. This story is featured as part of the MAT Scriptwriting Competition Winners Collection of 2019, featuring the voice talents of Michelle Sandler as Katya, Allison Holm as Aunt Zania, and Maximilian Santucci as Dr. Leopold, grandfather, and guest. Credit music by Filmstro. Additional sound effects provided by SoundSnap and freesound.org. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Meridian Media Midnight Audio Theater production.